Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band break.
I said, write a rhythm section with our small business anthem. Even when times get tough and you've had enough, still got to try. That's you, small business owners. They didn't know it when they made that song that that was going to turn out to be our anthem. That's what I call it, the small business anthem. We do it or die, don't we, small business owners? Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the small business advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Raising Capital on Your Own Terms. That's the new book by Jenny Kasten. Jenny, thanks again for being here. Jenny's an attorney. She is president of Community Ventures. She's working hard to help entrepreneurs raise the capital they need, and she's coming at them with some pretty smart ways of thinking about raising capital, Jenny. And she's doing it in the form of a book. And congratulations on that, Jenny. And I'd like for you, when we went to the break, before we went to the break, we were talking about banking, and then you had some venture capital ideas on some, maybe a little bit of a different approach to getting money from investors. Tell us about it.
Yes, well, I was going to say there's this other model called venture capital, which also can be really bad for most entrepreneurs because they push you to grow really, really fast at any cost.
AKA vulture
capital.
Yes,
exactly. So what I advocate for is a third option, which people aren't as familiar with, and that is raising money in a way that you design. So we were talking during the break about the fact that you can actually raise money in the form of debt. So you could borrow money from investors, but you design what that looks like. So I've raised money 3 times from investors in the form of loans. And those loans are very different from bank loans. There's no personal guarantee. There's only an annual payment due. There have been times when I've had to pay late, and my investors were still very supportive and understanding. And we were creative in terms of how we structured it so that we actually paid the payment we made was based on our revenues. So as the company does better, our investors do better. You can also offer equity.
So are you saying that the investors could wind up getting a premium on their money if the company does great? They can actually leverage. There's a leverage payout if the company does better?
You can set it up like that. You can set your interest rate so that it's variable and depends on the success of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But if you decide, no, I really don't want to offer debt, I want to offer equity.
Well, let me stop you for a second. On the debt option, on the debt option, is there any kind of a warrant, or is there any kind of an opportunity to buy in later? Do they have any return other than the interest you pay them?
That, again, is completely up to you to decide.
Right.
If you think that there's a possibility that you are going to have a big payout sometime in the future and your investors are going to want to own some equity, you can certainly do that. But I haven't personally done that because I never had a plan for that kind of an exit.
And the good news about that kind of a plan is that you don't start out negotiating away half of your company.
Exactly.
All right. What's that next idea you got?
Right. So you could do debt. You could also do equity. And some people say, oh, I would never want to sell equity in my company because I don't want to give up control. But what a lot of people don't realize is that you can give up equity without giving up any control. When my clients sell equity to their investors, they make it non-voting. So your investors can own a piece of your company, but you still have complete control of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you can design that equity in lots of different ways where, again, your investors get paid over time in the form of profit sharing, and you don't have to be pushed to sell the company for your investors to get paid.
And the reason why this approach might be attractive right now is because they want to diversify, and they can't get anything for their money on in CDs our bonds, our government bonds or anything. The rates are so low that they're taking more risk, but they have a chance to make more money if the company turns out all right.
Exactly. Yes, and so many people really want to invest in businesses that they love and care about, that are making their communities better. And they just don't know that they have the opportunity to do that. So what I've found is that when businesses know how to do that, how to offer that opportunity to their customers or community, a lot of people are really excited to participate.
Right. So that's what you find, folks, in the book, Raise Capital on Your Terms, How to Fund Your Business Without Selling Your Soul. Jenny Kasan, it's available wherever books are sold, Jenny, is that right?
Absolutely.
All right. So last thoughts. We got about a minute.
Well, I really would advise small business owners to think through carefully all their options for raising money before jumping into any decision. There's way more options available than you realize. And if you just research on the internet, unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation and there's a lot of missing information. So do your research.
Exactly. Hey, Jenny, you've got more to teach us. Will you come back?
I would love to.
Give us that website, please.
www.jennykasan, that's K-A-S-S-A-N, .com.
All right,
free chapters to download.
Free chapters. We like that. We like free things. Jenny Kasan, ladies and gentlemen, check out the book, Raising Capital on Your Own Terms. Thanks, Jenny. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.